our FSMA reform bill is the result of more than 2 years of intensive bipartisan and bicameral work to get it right. We've spent a lot of time both with government but also with the private sector. People forget that 80% of cybersecurity is going to be in the private sector, and perhaps the most important and hardest to harden areas, such as our infrastructure, electric, gas, and so on, is all in the private sector, and that's the area that currently is not covered by cybersecurity.
So how would your bill address this, or do you go into that with the FSMA reform piece?
Well, in our case, it's more a matter of getting everything that we can get right without creating an additional bureaucracy, and that's a big part of what we're hoping to do. We view this as something where it's been within our jurisdiction for a long time, but let me give you the most important part. Do you cede over all of cybersecurity to this organization broadly called Homeland Security, or do you keep the management of information and information protection more squarely within the president's direct executive authority at the Office of Management or Budget? And that's a big part of the difference between our bill and some of the others is we recognize that all of government has to work with a fair arbitrator, and OMB has a much better history than any one cabinet position could ever have.
So OMB would be doing what then with respect to, let's start with private industry infrastructure, critical infrastructure?
Well, OMB, under our bill, continues to have the lead. They continue to have the ability to arbitrate and to create necessary rules. But most importantly, that role of making sure that you don't have financial excesses or redundancy, and as you asked to answer you fully, when you look at the private sector needing to have access to what government knows, and in return, the private sector constantly helping government, that's going to have to fall to a more transparent and direct access organization where Homeland Security does have a strong record of protecting itself, but not necessarily being open to other entities because these, if you will, keeping secrets for Homeland Security is their only mandate, where OMB is looking at the commerce side just as much as they are at Homeland Security.
Do you envision a new structure in OMB because Howard Schmidt's office may not have the, let's say, rank that it requires to do this kind of thing?
Well, we're big fans of OMB being bolstered up, being more capable. Certainly in a lot of our IT reform work, we're looking at OMB being able to literally pull funding so that you not have redundancy in IT programs. So first of all, we think making the trains run on time requires a central agency that is not any one cabinet position. But restructuring is probably not the word. Yes, there will be additional assets required, but let's understand those assets are being built up in every single entity rather than concentrated in one that can, to a certain extent, prevent unnecessary cost and redundancy.
OMB then would get a little bit more resources in order to be the clearinghouse for all the cybersecurity information sharing?
Yeah, our view is that OMB would either, and this is something shared by my co-sponsor, Mr. Cummings, is that OMB would either put those resources in or be in a good position to task. Understand that often OMB tasks assets that are available in various entities, but at least they have an inventory of them and can use them for the benefit of all of government.
So GSA could be the one that they task, as they often do in the cyber and IT subjects.
Exactly, Tom. That rather than building an internal bureaucracy, they can view this as a dedicated outsource capability. And again, that's one of the areas where GSA has a role because people do look at it. As you know, GSA did a wonderful job in contracting for better, lower cost, higher performance teleco related assets. And then the cabinet officers, and we had an extensive hearing on it, often failed to implement, but at least the good quality and low cost was available and transparent to us in government.
We are speaking with Congressman Darrell Issa of California. He's chairman of the House Government Oversight and Reform Committee. Do you have a bill yet?
We introduced it on a bipartisan basis with my ranking member as the original co-sponsor yesterday, and it is H.R. 4257, and it's entitled the Federal Information Security Amendments Act of 2012.
And what's the schedule for it now? I mean, how first it has to clear committee, or has it cleared committee and now it's for the full House?
It will clear committee the first week we're back from Easter, and we will have it on the floor the following week. That's the expectation. That one thing that I hope all your listeners know is that this bill, like all the bills in the future, was available, I think on Friday it went up before it was ever published, at www.keepthewebopen.com, which is our Madison program, which puts legislation up in a form like Wikipedia, if you will, where people can not only read it, but they can actually amend it and identify themselves so that there can be a dialogue between competing ideas as to what should be changed. That site will continue to be there. Keepthewebopen.com will continue to be open until final passage of the bill. And then, of course, we'll post the final recommendations versus the final bill. But the idea there is that if your listeners want to look at it, look at suggestions made, and there are many of them, this gives them an opportunity to communicate directly with the bill's authors and be honest with each other.
And is Keep the Web Open, is that a committee effort or is that a full House effort?
It's a committee effort. We began it during what many of your listeners remember was a SOPA-PIPA debate because we needed to have something that was outside the .gov of the Capitol because it needed to be fully interactive. So we posted it on a hosted site in the cloud, and it continues to operate for the benefit of people being able to post bills and then go through this process. It's still a pilot. We don't have every bill in the House on it. Our goal is to have it eventually be owned by a nonpartisan foundation and to have every single bill in real time from before they're introduced on the web and available to the public.
And I wanted to get back to the bill itself because in the FISMA reform, again in the Senate, it does call on federal agencies to change some measures in their own cybersecurity operations going toward continuous monitoring. What does your bill do with that regard?
We, too, view that there has to be continuous monitoring and that that's part of the process that has to happen. It's one of the areas in which we're waiting to see the scoring because one of the things, Tom, that I think you're aware of is that we often score something that we must do anyway. In this case, we believe that Congressional Budget Office is going to recognize these are costs that must be borne and not consider the act itself for scoring. If that's the case, this will be one of those win-win bills where people realize it's a reform whose cost is less than the cost of doing nothing.